A complete shutdown has been observed across the Indian-controlled Kashmir to mark the martyrdom anniversaries of the slain pro-independence leaders Mirwais Mohammed Farooq and Abdul Ghani Lone. Shops, businesses and educational institutes were all closed. Authorities imposed restrictions in the region's summer capital, Srinagar, to prevent the scheduled march of pro-independence groups to the martyrs' cemetery where both the leaders lie buried, along with hundreds of victims of the long-standing conflict. The road to the cemetery was sealed by the Indian forces. The region's top pro-independence leader, Mirwais Umar Farooq, who had called for the protest march, was placed under house arrest. Speaking at a seminar earlier, Mirwais urged New Delhi to accept the disputed nature of Kashmir. On this day in 1990, Mirwais Mohammed Farooq was shot dead by anonymous gunmen at his Srinagar residence. On the same day in 2002, Lone was assassinated, again by unknown attackers. Farooq's assassination in 1990 was followed by killing of 50 people when Indian forces opened fire on Farooq's funeral crowd. Almost three decades on, justice continues to elude the families of the victims of what came to be known as Hawal Massacre. The probe ordered into the incident is still pending, despite growing clamour for justice. Kashmir is a bone of contention between India and Pakistan. Both the nations claim the region in full, but rule it in parts.